Incredible job. Also want to thank the Vikings and the Will family represented by Ziggy and Mark here today. They too have been with us on an incredible journey this year and have been great partners every step of the way. I know that they would love to be preparing for a Super Bowl in their own stadium right now, but they are going to deliver an incredible experience and have been, it's still been an incredibly historic year for the Minnesota Vikings, so thank you for everything. I want to thank Governor Dayton, who his leadership has been incredible throughout, and this truly is a statewide Super Bowl, and he represents that, and we appreciate him and all of his support. I'm often asked what makes Super Bowl 52 in Minnesota unique, and the conversation often turns to the cold and to the weather. But my real answer is, it's the people. The people of Minnesota, the incredible volunteers who have come together, record numbers of volunteers. You see that walking the skyways, even these first few days. You see that out on Super Bowl Live. It's the people and the energy and the warmth here in the Bold North that is really coming through and will come through the entirety of this week. What's also unique is the legacy that this Super Bowl will leave. Maureen and her team and the Vikings and everyone behind me, the moment Super Bowl 51 ended in Houston, the legacy component of this Super Bowl started. The Super Bowl Legacy Grant Program, its 52 weeks of giving, has had an impact in every corner of this state, and that impact is significant, with a focus on young Minnesotans in school improving their health and wellness. So that is an incredibly unique component of this Super Bowl, and we at the NFL are very grateful for that, and thank you, thankful for that that's come to life over this last year. We look at what's unique about this game, and we feel like we're incredibly prepared thanks to the people behind me, but we do have a unique layout. We're in three cities. A lot is going on here in Bloomington. This is where the media center is. This is where the fan gallery. There's incredible amount of attention in media. This is by far the most unique media center and fan gallery we've ever had at the Mall of America in a food court, and we're hearing raves about that. Maureen will discuss later, but Mall of America plays an important role on game day as well. It's incredible the opportunity to actually go through security here at Mall of America, get on a train here at Mall of America, and get right to the stadium. So a lot of opportunity to make sure that you spend time and think about how you're getting to the mall, getting to the game on game day. Tonight in St. Paul, Super Bowl opening night will kick off to the nation, and that's where the entirety of our media will be, and will set the tone for the week. We're also very excited that the two teams will come together at halftime, and the captains of the two teams will spend time in a special moment on television interview to set the tone for the week. So a lot going on in Bloomington, a lot in St. Paul, and certainly in Minneapolis, where Super Bowl experience is off and running. This is the home of Super Bowl experience. It was born here, as many of you know. Maryland was here at the beginning, and it was launched in 1992. It's come a long way since those early days. I think the people who founded NFL Experience at that time, now called Super Bowl Experience, would be amazed to see what it's become. The fact that you can walk into NFL Super Bowl Experience, put on some goggles, and through virtual reality be dropped onto the field in an incredible way. So come an incredibly long way. Super Bowl Live is off and running. And now 3 days in, we're seeing Nicollet Mall transformed into the vision that Maureen and team had to represent the Bold North and bring it to life in a fan-friendly way, free across the 10-day festival. Beyond that, we always look to incorporate elements of the local community into Super Bowl. We're proud to announce this morning that Leslie Odom Jr., who will be singing America the Beautiful before the start of the game and before the national anthem, will be joined by two local Minnesota youth choirs and performing America the Beautiful. These are two choirs who had looked to collaborate in the past, and now we're giving them an incredible stage on which to collaborate and come together. The Angelica Cantanti Choir, which practices right here in Bloomington, and the Communication Choir that is out of St. Paul, those two will be coming together for a special moment, just an example of the way we're bringing Minnesota and the local energy to life on game day. And ultimately, this all leads to next Sunday, where at U.S. Bank Stadium, an incredible stage will be set for Super Bowl 52. This is our biggest stage, and there's no better stage than U.S. Bank Stadium to bring this game to life. I will note and encourage everyone, and Maureen will encourage as well, make sure if you're going to the game, get there early. Make sure you have your plan in place. Despite the cold, there'll be plenty of warm entries to get you into the game. And then we will be, starting at 1 o'clock when those gates open, we'll be programming for fans in the stadium starting at 1. Scott Hansen, who's well known for the red zone and whipping around to everything going on a Sunday, starting at 1 o'clock, we'll be in there. If you're in your seat, we'll be whipping around to everything going on, music at pregame concerts, the teams arriving at the stadium, and every interview you want will be seen. So an opportunity to get in, get settled into the stadium, and make sure you have that opportunity and a smooth game day experience. So again, on behalf of the NFL, we're thrilled to be here, excited for everything to come, and embracing the bold north. It's my honor now to hand it over to Doug Baker, co-chair of the Minnesota Host Committee. Enjoy the week, everyone. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Peter, and good morning, all. I'm Doug, and on behalf of my other two co-hosts, Marilyn Carlson-Nelson and Richard Davis, welcome to Minnesota. So this all started 4 years ago. We got a phone call. I'll talk more about that in a minute. But the call was asking us if we'd lead a bid effort to go secure the Super Bowl for the greater Minnesota region. We were successful convincing the NFL. They were of generous spirit that day, evidently, and the owners, and they granted it to Minnesota, and then the work began. We were smart enough to hire Maureen Bosch, who has done an amazing job assembling a fantastic team. That's how this all comes together. We are now here. So what started 4 years ago, it's live, and we know we're moving, and we are pumped to have a great week. We plan to showcase Minnesota, this region, Minneapolis-St. Paul, in the bold north to the world and to you, and really to the world through you. So we promise you a week that you won't forget. It won't just be the weather, though that might be notable at times this week based on the forecast. But it's really not the weather that's defined this region. If you look at the region, this is a community of builders. We've built an incredible economy, an incredible community, and a very, very bright future. So we have an economy built on a foundation of entrepreneurial effort that has led to the formation of over 30 Fortune 1000 companies, over half of which are in the Fortune 500. This is a very strong base for us. We have a highly dynamic and educated population. We have vibrant theater, music, art, music scene, etc. We've got parks, plenty of things to do, bike paths that now turn into snow skating paths around the metro area, and we have a vibrant and resilient economy as a result. So we were the leading economy out of the recession. We stand here today with the lowest unemployment rate of all metro areas in the country at 2.7%. This low unemployment didn't stop the community from raising their hand when we asked for volunteers. In fact, when we asked for 10,000, we had 30,000 hands in the air. We've got an incredible team. You will see them. They are excited to welcome people. They know what we know, that this is a great community, and it's a great community because of the community spirit, and you're going to feel it firsthand, and that's probably the thing that we're most proud of. So this brings me to my last responsibility this morning. If you recall the phone call, well, on the other line of the phone call that Marilyn, Richard, and I received was the governor, and the governor was asking us if we would lead this bid effort. We didn't know what we were signing up for. I think we all stand here going, what a ride. It was terrific. But what I would like to also say is without Governor Dayton, we wouldn't be here, not because of the phone call, not because of the bid, but because of his leadership in getting us a stadium. So there's a lot of people that pitched in to get the stadium done. Obviously, the Wilfs and their commitment and many other in the business community stood up. But without Governor Dayton's leadership, it would have never happened. So if you want to point to one person that made this thing go, and without which it would have never happened, it would be Governor Dayton. And so I salute him for his leadership there, and I'd like to introduce Mark Dayton, governor of the great state of Minnesota.
Thank you very much, Doug. You and Richard, Marilyn, thank you for taking that call, I get you blocked my calls from that point on, and I can't understand why. But thank you so much for taking on this role and doing such a superb job leading the host committee and putting Minnesota forward. Marilyn, you were involved back in 1992 with the first Super Bowl. Back when the main inducement we had for the league was that you could play putt-putt golf in the skyways. So the whole enterprise is taking a long way from there, and we're excited about welcoming all of the nation, all of the world to Minnesota. It may not be balmy weather. This will be Bud Grant football weather this weekend. You'll realize what we went through, those of us who grew up with the Vikings back when it was all outdoor football. But inside that iconic U.S. Bank Stadium, which is just such a community resource, not just for pro football, but for amateur football, youth football, for baseball, for rollerblading, for concerts, it really is a people's stadium. It can be used over 300 days and nights a year to serve the people of Minnesota. I want to thank the host committee also for the legacy contributions. 52 communities around the state have received contributions for health and wellness projects, community centers, playgrounds, outdoor skating rink up on the Canadian border, for reasons that escape me, but it still shows that this will be something that will provide a lasting benefit to people all over the state, whether they're in attendance at the game or not. It's my honor to, and thanking Maureen Bausch and her team for just a phenomenal job they have done for weeks and months and years now to create this. It's now my honor to introduce, this, as the governor of Minnesota, declare the week of January 29th, 2018, as Super Bowl week throughout the state of Minnesota. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Congratulations.
None of this would have happened without Ziggy and Mark Wilf. They've been fabulous partners for this endeavor, for the team, and for the state of Minnesota. They said that they wanted to keep the team here in Minnesota, and they've done so. They said they wanted to build a stadium for the next generation. They've done so. They reached into their own pocket when necessary to make up for differences that occurred, and they built a franchise we're all proud of. We'll be in the Super Bowl next year. We're all wearing purple ties this week as defiance, but got a great game with two great teams. We have a great Minnesota Viking franchise to look forward to for many years, and again, I give full credit to Ziggy and Mark Wilf for their leadership and their commitment to the Minnesota. And in that, I'd like to welcome to the podium Mark Wilf.
Good morning. Thank you, Governor Dayton, Doug, Richard, Marilyn, Maureen, and team. This group has done an outstanding job preparing for this incredible week and for the world's premier sporting event. On behalf of the Minnesota Vikings and the Wilf family, I want to add our welcome to Minnesota. Welcome to Super Bowl 52, and welcome to the Bold North. I also want to take a moment to congratulate Bob Kraft and family and the New England Patriots and Jeff Lurie and his family and the Philadelphia Eagles for their success this season. Neither of these two Super Bowl teams have had the opportunity to play in U.S. Bank Stadium. We are excited about what they're about to see and what the world will see. U.S. Bank Stadium is an incredible venue that is electric and intimate. It has an outstanding fan experience and game day energy. This amazing stadium is both beautiful and functional. So welcome to Minnesota, where our people are bold, Vikings fans are bold, and our stadium is bold. Again, welcome to the Bold North. Thank you. Ziggy.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Governor Dayton, and everybody who's worked so hard on this great Super Bowl that's coming up. I want to add my appreciation and gratitude for this community, once again stepping up and taking on the significant challenge of hosting Super Bowl 52. Again, I also want to add our personal note of gratitude to Governor Dayton and to Minnesota business and community leaders for being such great partners to the Vikings and to my family. We are excited about hosting visitors from throughout the country and the world. We look forward to you visiting Minneapolis, St. Paul, Bloomington, and the entire region and state. This week, you will experience great hospitality, restaurants, food, architecture, outdoor activities, and a vibrant, very vibrant community with an outstanding quality of life, second to none. At this time, I congratulate the two teams in the Super Bowl right now, but I also want to thank the Minnesota Vikings fans for their continued support. They are the best fans in the world. Wherever we go, we appreciate their support. And one day, soon, we will get to the Lombardi. But right now, I would like to congratulate both teams and look forward to a great Super Bowl, a competitive Super Bowl, and a Super Bowl that the fans can really enjoy. We look forward to all our guests visiting Minnesota getting the chance to experience that those same things. Then, thanks again, and welcome to the Super Bowl 52. Maureen?
Well, welcome. You know, it's been a wonderful process putting this week together for all of you, and we hope you enjoy every part of it. We have a wonderful team. I'm just a representative of that team. Our chairs, the Vikings, Dave, Wendy, Andrea, Mike, Dana, Wendy, another Wendy. We're here to help. When you see us, ask a question. We want to make this trip the best trip you've ever had. So please, that's what we're here for. And we want you to fall in love with the Bold North and come back. It truly is a unique Super Bowl. And not just because of the weather. I also want to do a shout-out to Mall of America. It is the most spectacular building, and I'm not biased, in the world. And you should explore every single corner of it while you're here. It's set up for you. If you can't find something in this building, they don't make it. So I hope you enjoy living here for a week. I enjoyed living here for 25 years. So you're very lucky to have this as your headquarters. We started out with 30,000 applicants to greet you. We narrowed it down to 15,000. We interviewed all of them. We invited 10,000 to join us for our first rally and ended up with 12,000. You will see them all over in their beautiful purple, blue, and teal jackets, dressed for the climate and ready to help you find anything. 90% are from Minnesota, but truly they came from all over the country. Once you volunteer for a Super Bowl, you usually want to do it again. So we see some from many other Super Bowl cities. I want to run through some of the host committee events for the week. Super Bowl Live is open on Nicollet Mall, between 12th and 6th. It's right adjacent to the Experience, NFL Experience, so you can easily go to the Experience, which is fabulous this year, and meander down the street. You'll find a lot of fun things I'll show you in a minute. But tonight, there's something very special. Our favorite son, Prince, is going to be honored on Nicollet Mall and again at opening night. It will be beamed over to St. Paul. We're doing events, as you know, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Bloomington. The entire state is participating, but those three cities are where you'll find most of the events. Tonight, opening night, is in St. Paul. Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis have put together a phenomenal lineup. Sheila E., The Revolution, Morris Day, and The Time, the original Time, where Jimmy and Terry will play, and it will be beamed into St. Paul, so you'll be able to see it. On Saturday, one other highlight, Polaris is based here, and they have a rider, Levi LaValle, who can do things on snowmobiles that shouldn't be done. And he's going to be out on Nicollet Mall at 11th, at 1 o'clock on 11th Street, doing some amazing things on Saturday on snowmobiles. We will produce, and we have been for those of you already here, we produce a daily briefing sheet of what's going on called the Bold Briefing Sheet. and we email it to everyone. If you're not on there, give us your email. We'll make sure you know what's happening in all three cities every day. On the 30th, we have a wonderful event sponsored by Mayo Clinic downtown, Creating a Sports Culture of Care. Again, it's a coaches summit, not to be missed. The media party is right out here in Nickelodeon Universe tomorrow evening. You can ride the rides, wear your tennis shoes, and just kick back. Have fun. We'll have great music, great food, and you can just mix and mingle like you do. But don't forget to get on some of those rides. It's really fun. Then on the 31st, we have the kids' tailgate party and the Legacy Press Conference with the commissioner on the 1st, just for a few highlights. This is how it looks in downtown Minneapolis. Those circles are the experience, and then the lit-up street is live. So you can see it's very connected. We will not be going over to the stadium except for special occasions until game day. The hours, again, they're in the daily briefings. Music all free and open to the public on Super Bowl Live. It's all on our website, and we will stay afterwards to answer any specific questions you have. This is a block by block. It's kind of hard to read, but you can see it's filled with sponsor activations. We have a mountain that we built for cross-country skiing, tubing, the sled dogs, right over, and you can also drive under it, so we kept that street open. This is all open, so people can go back and forth. It gets a little congested at some pinch points, but you'll find lots of fun activities down the street and great food. Tonight we're having a happy hour in Dayton's at 3 o'clock, roughly. A little early for happy hour, but we want you to be able to get over to to opening night. And you can taste all the Bold North food. So that's inside Dayton's on Super Bowl Live. The arches are up on the corner of 7th. This is the ski hill. The groomer actually hit a railing the other day. We had to close it for a few hours, but it's back open and ready for business. It is groomed like a ski hill, and you can try some really fun things on there. We have photo ops, many of them, warming benches, snow globes. The centerpiece is our stage, the Upstage by Verizon. And we did a shout-out to Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and said, would you help us program this for 10 days? And they called in so many friends, and it has been spectacular the first 3 days. We opened with Idina Menzel singing the theme song from Frozen, because we can. It works, you know. Bold North is authentic here. And they, again, all the entertainers are on our website, but a few that you want to not miss are Sheila E., Morris Day, Dessa, Soul Asylum, some locals as well as some nationals. Every night we drum down the sun with our wonderful Native American youth groups, and then we have a last dance between 9 and 10 with some great local dancers. This was Levi LaValle. That's what it will look like on Saturday afternoon. And for the Hormel happy hour tonight, you'll be able to taste a lot of these great foods. And again, it will take you a good half a day to get down Nicollet Mall and see everything from the Hallmark Kitten Bowl to the ice sculptures, the larger-than-life ice sculptures. And then if you really want some great shots, go down to the Mississippi and you'll see some people flying over on the zip line. It's very fun.
All right, Gabe, you go first.
So if you don't want to go on it yourself, and we did sell out in record time. I mean, it was like 7 minutes. So you can tell when Doug talked about bold people, it's cold up there. And if you'd prefer not to go, of course, we have footage that you can have. We won't make you go, but it is spectacular to watch. Of course, the experience, as Peter mentioned, it started here. It's in full swing over at the convention center. It is absolutely spectacular, and it's beautiful. It's been a pleasure working with the NFL and trying everything together so that we have a wonderful experience for our guests. Sometimes you need more information, so you can go on the website. Certainly know before you go. We'll talk about everything you need to know, but we're also here to answer those questions for you. And don't forget those daily bold briefings. Game day, we talked about a unique transportation system to game day. It is going to be very cold that day. Wear boots, wear warm jackets and hats. It truly, that's the day we have to get really serious about how we dress. But you can go through security here at Mall of America and get on the light rail door-to-door service. We really are encouraging people. If you could encourage people, that would be great. There are parking permits available. There is no tailgating outdoors at this game. It's going to be below zero, and then it will get up to eight, a balmy eight. So I think all you'll want to do is go through security and walk in. Tailgate is all indoors around the stadium in different facilities. We will be extending, the NFL will be extending the pregame experience, so we want people to get there very early if you can. We have a Skyway system here. Some people call it a Skybridge system, but we call it Skyways. You can get almost anywhere in the Skyways. And we have volunteers at every corner, many of them, because it's a little bit hard to find your way around, but you can actually get to the stadium. You might have to pop outside still, so wear those coats and get inside. But when you're going down Nicollet Mall from the convention center, from experience down Nicollet Mall, you can actually do that indoors through the Skyway, and you get some great shots from the Skyways also, great crowd shots. Our 52 weeks of giving, Peter mentioned, it's been one of the best things we've been able to do. We've been to all parts of Minnesota, parts that get very little attention, and the Super Bowl was able to visit them. And I thank Wendy Nelson, who is our chair, and Eric Jolie and Dana for putting together a remarkable program. By the time we play the game on Sunday, we will have invested over $5 million in Minnesota kids. So we're very, very happy. And if you want to see some of those kids, that tailgate for them is on Wednesday. And they're just great programs. The media kit you have, it covers everything from B-roll to stock photography, facts on Minnesota. Know before you go. Please use it. If you see things we've missed, don't hesitate to ask. We put together many, many Bold North experiences for you, from the Paisley Park Tour, which is great, to the Northern Lights laser tubing. You can go see the Eagles fly down in Red Wing. You can see pond hockey. I know many of you like to ice fish. We've heard that. We do have ice fishing. If you want to improve your golf swing, you can go over to Mayo Clinic because they have a whole sports fitness area. And then don't forget the dog sledding. So on there are these great Bold North experiences, and we'd be happy to have you try any of those. Again, thank you for coming to Minnesota. We hope you enjoy every minute of it. Bundle up, and you'll have a great time. And we're here to answer any questions you need us to. So thank you very much.